Hi everyone, this is Carly on Flytime Radio, and today again we're gonna have a Koichi. I'm gonna have a Koichi on my side, and we're gonna have Naomi Suzuki as a special guest for today, and we're gonna talk about her activities in London, and we actually wrote a special song for Japan Matsuri in London, so we're gonna talk about that, and of course we're gonna play that song as well, and any like other things, so many things. I hope that I'm gonna talk about many things happening in London with Naomi-san. Okay, great. So, right, okay, so today's first song is that special song which we made, and this is called Ibuki, and which is with a rock version. Enjoy it! You're listening to Flytime Radio. That was Naomi Suzuki with Ibuki rock version. So now we're gonna have Naomi-san. Hi, Naomi.
Hello. Yay. Hello. How are you doing? This is Naomi from London. Yay.
Wow. So cheerful. That's great. It's
how
really...
are you?
I'm good. I'm totally fine. Thank you so much. And how about you?
This is cold here, but it's really shiny day today.
Oh, so it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Yeah. We have, I think, 8-hour differences from between London and Japan, right?
Yes, yes. At the moment, because of summertime, we have 8 hours difference. So it's now 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. So which means
1 o'clock in the p.m.
So. Yeah. Wow. So yeah. I have. It's getting cold.
What we're gonna talk
about? Well, because I was very looking forward to have you one day in this radio show, and finally, today, that my dream came true. So,
really?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah,
you never asked me before.
I was
waiting for your offer, but you know, for a couple of years.
Oh,
I don't think
that's great to know. I mean, because like I was kind of terrified to ask you because you're like a great person for me and I respect you so much. So, but like maybe she would say no. I was really, you know, afraid of it. So that's why I didn't
do that. No, I'm just a good friend. friend of you. So don't worry about that.
That's so sweet, right? Thank you so much. Now Koichi is here as well.
I'm here.
So, Koichi-kun, hello.
Hello, Naomi-san.
But you guys...
We are like a family, you know, in London or whatever, you know. Koichi-kun always helped me for my gigs or recording or whatever. And Kaori-chan also used to, you know, work with me and help me a lot in London. And I still remember how much you were helpful.
Oh, thank you so much. And you helped my life, actually, as well. So, because I was kind of lost what I should do in London at the time. But you helped me a lot. So now that's why we're here like this.
Without great. Naomi-san, we never met
each other.
I wanted to hear that.
But that is very true.
Yeah. So glad to hear this. But I think this is quite important to work, you know, the someone who is really has an attitude and, you know, who is younger generation, obviously, and who has good attitude and motivation, motivated and, you know, I love to work with the person who like, you know, that kind of person, because it's just quite, doesn't matter how much skill or how much good, you know, musician or whatever. This is for me, this is the most important thing is the attitude. Oh, and then you, Kaori-chan and Koichi-kun has these things, so the perfect.
My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's so nice. I'm so happy to hear that because... Yeah, because I know that Naomi-san is very... She works a lot and she's very popular in London. And she's always like a cheerful and always very, how to say, attractive. And always like, how to say,
passionate
and energetic all the time. So that's how I am attracted by Naomi-san. So it's really nice to have you here now. Right, okay, so as I said, like Naomi-san is a great person for me, but I want you to introduce yourself to listeners for this radio show, if you don't mind.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Naomi-san. Yeah, officially said, Naomi is the most well-known Japanese singer in the UK. Do you think it's correct?
It's correct. I think that's the truth. Very true.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's officially said. No, I'm saying. But I think not so many Japanese singer or artist working in the UK for permanently. Obviously, the couple of singers or artists can come here for a couple of months or maybe 1 or 2 years. But recently, the visa matter is quite strict, and not everybody get the visa.
That is so
true. This is why, you know, I have a permanent visa, so I think I have a kind of, I feel like I have a mission to spread the Japanese culture or Japanese pop music or Japanese things to the UK as well as the world, because you know, I think I have to do these things. This is why I am continue to do, you know, new stuff to spread Japanese culture in here. But this is really enjoyable, and I'm really happy to do, you know, my activity.
That's true, because I know that you come and forth like between Japan and London, and then you are also very busy to promote Japanese culture and music, and that works, I think, because you are part of a Japan Monthly's project now, and you're actually on host at that event, so and everyone knows you. It's like officially, yeah, everyone knows you, so you are the most popular Japanese person in London, and then yeah, and that works like to spread Japanese culture to everyone.
Yeah, the talking about Japan Matsuri, as you said, this is the one of the, I think, the most, the biggest Japanese event in the UK. That has been, you know, running for 7 years now, and every year about 70,000, you know, audience came to the Japan Matsuri. And then they're quite popular here now, and also the BBC, kind of BBC or newspaper like a Times or Independent, or you know, that kind of media also talking about Japan Matsuri now. So I think that's, you know, Japan Matsuri is quite a big event, and I'm doing MCing for 7 years since the first time. So this is, you know, I'm so lucky to have that job, because this is good opportunity to spread, you know, Japanese culture as well as my things. So this is a really good opportunity.
That's so true. Like, because as a singer, and you're a great singer, then you write amazing songs as well, and at the same time you work as a, like, how to say,
Introducing Japanese culture, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that is so great, and I mean, now like many Japanese people try to go to the UK, like whichever, like living there or just visiting there, but okay, maybe, how to say, a long time ago it was maybe difficult for Japanese people to introduce themselves, but now, because you are doing that and you are working so hard to spread Japanese culture there, so now people getting know about Japanese culture, and I think that's because of Naomi-san has done so many things. And,
there are some words in Japanese. We need 3 years to settle down. I don't think it's easy to set up even, you know, a couple of months or a few years to have a network in here, or in, you know, Japanese people come to every country, and having a network, it's not easy to see proper person. So I think that I'm lucky because I've been here for nearly 20 years now. Since you know, I came to London until now, I have a lot of friends and network, and you know, have a connection to music industry, and you know, the medias, press people, all of them really helpful. So helping me, so this is, you know, I'm so lucky. So please, people, please use me to use me to, you know, do anything what you want.
Wow, that is great. Yeah, I think that's because you work so hard, and you're very modest. That's why maybe people are very impressed by you and then they are attracted by you and then they like that make them to help you. So yeah, I really hope that more people come to London and connect to Naomi-san and do something new and special things more and more in the future.
So I'm still waiting for you to come.
I know. I'm so sorry for keeping you wait for me, but yes. I really want to go back to London and then...
Please.
Yeah, I will. Promise you to come go back.
And Koichi-kun as well. You must come back as soon as possible.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Right, okay, so this is the time to introduce our today's second song, Naomi-san. So could you introduce your today's second song, please?
Okay. I'm going to play the song called Smile At Me. Mm-hmm. This is suddenly, you know, come to my mind when I preparing my first concert at House of the Parliament in the UK. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to do a memorial concert for Japan Japan Tsunami memorial concert. And I wanted to use the children's smile to explain about how Japan is developing or, you know, recovering from. I didn't want to show some kind of sad pictures or, you know, the broken building or to explain about the tsunami thing. I just wanted to explain how, you know, Japanese people are now happy because of children. Look at the children's smiles, they are really happy. So that's just, I wanted to show that. And when I preparing the pictures, that song suddenly come to my mind. Okay, let's sing the song in the House of Parliament. And I just took a couple of days to arrange.
Wow.
Music arrange for the songs. And now this is I can release as my new single. So please listen to this song, Smile At Me.
Love.
You're listening to Fresh on Radio at That OS Naomi Suzuki with Smile at Me. Hi, ということで Welcome back.
Hello, it's Naomi Suzuki.
It's like
a 私 Suzuki Naomi.
いいですね。
Smile at me.
She's a singer songwriter and she's a pop singer as well, so she's always kind of really cheerful then.
And a comedian.
またこれあの変な仕事来ちゃうんだよ。Hi. So now we're gonna talk about maybe Ibuki. How this song was born and then what was happening.What happened in the process or something like that?
Okay, about Ibuki, this is the theme song of Japan Matsuri. And I was thinking of the lyrics. I wanted to use the all over the people who, you know, interested in the songs. I wanted to ask all the people to join the making lyrics because, you know, this is a good idea, you know, everybody's, you know, idea, get together and make one song. So I think this is a good idea, but I didn't know how to, you know, gather people. So one day I asked your boss, Mr. Obi.
Our boss, yes.
Mr. Obi, how can I get the people, you know, who take part in the project? And Mr. Obi said, oh, this is a good idea, but first of all, I want to make that song. And then he joined as an arranger. And also his, you know, his junior called Kizami team that also joined to arrange the music. And we are just make the kind of, you know, the team immediately. Let's do that together. Then, you know, the Kaori-chan, Koichi-kun and Obi-san gave me a lot of, you know, variety of ideas how to get the people. And after a few weeks later, you have already 50 participant. 50 people can join in and they can send me a lot of, you know, variety of lyrics. And I just, you know, line up all the lyrics. Some of them just made a long poem. Some of them, you know, long, just it's only one word, you know, just even, you know, something really simple words. Some of them is writing down like a 2 pages of poem.
Oh my god.
But I just picked the words which is kind of, I could see some of the words that kind of shining and brighten. So I just picked the words and line up. And after five minutes later, I just made it.
Wow, just 5 minutes you took to...
It just only took 5 minutes to, you know, to complete the lyrics and all this, I've done it.
That's so amazing.
The music is already there. You know, if I had a strong concept, if I have a strong attitude or strong motivation, it's so easy to create something with you know, people's help. And also, this is, I believe that this is really strong energy, you know, because everybody join in and with a happy, you know, happy feeling. I think this is very important to spread the songs to the world, because I needed the power, human power. How this is why, you know, I planned this project and I made it, so I'm so glad.
Yeah, that is so true, because like when I heard about this project the first time, I felt like, oh, that's a really good idea. And then when we got so many people joined this project, and finally we made this one song. So it's like, how to say, like it's actually like a Japanese culture, like how to say, like our personality, like Japanese personality, because we are usually like work together, and we are like we respect each other, and we like work together to make something, like one thing to share with everyone. So this is pretty much like a Japanese culture style, and then I really liked it, and then yeah, the song is awesome. So yeah. How was it
yeah.
for you, Koichi?
Actually, I really had fun to record around people's you know, shouting.
Because that song, there is a lot of shouting part, like Japan. Sore, you know, ayosho, ayosho. That part, the you know, Koichi-kun just helped me for the recording, the going to that. A lot of different places, offices and kindergartens and hospitals and everywhere in the London. And the Koichi-kun, you know, just did the recording with me, so.
It was quite fun, you know. Normal people doesn't look like that, you know. They are quite smart people.
Yeah, and like a really cool
serious, smart
people. But suddenly, Naomi-san, how can I say, gesture, dancing, then they are following.
They copied the Naomi-san's dancing
and shouting.
Oh my god!
So cheerful.
That is amazing, because usually, you know, the British people, they try to be cool and they are very quiet. Like Japanese people, they are very shy. So usually they don't do like that kind of like crazy things so easily, but wow.
Yeah, this is important. If you know, I know the Japanese people is really shy, and people didn't want to do this for the beginning. But I'm not never shy.
I know.
This is important. If I'm a little bit shy, and people, you know, I've affected. People affected my shy, but I'm never shy, and I'm just, you know, people are surprised. But you know, okay, I can do this, and just, you know, they can do this.
That's so true. Yeah, because you're very cheerful, and then you do everything like without any like how to say hesitations. So
never.
Yeah, that's why people mainly like saw you, and then they saw like, oh, actually like dancing isn't that the like embarrassing thing, and they, I think yeah, you looked very how to say having fun for them. So that's why I think they wanted to follow you.
And I was lucky.
Yeah, great. So how about as a Kizami?
As a Kizami?
Yeah. What is it?
I think I just joined as a recording. So what do you think, Akio-san?
Yeah, cool.
They Kizami worked so hard, because we had between Japan and the UK we had 8 hours differences, and we had the deadline, so we need to really, you know, the work really hard until the deadline. And then sometimes when I realized that this is wrong, or I wanted to do this, or I wanted to, you know, the something added to the something different boss or whatever, if I think 6 o'clock p.m. this is 2 o'clock a.m. in Japan. So sometimes, you know, everybody working for 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock a.m. Because obviously they wanted to do, you know, my order. So I think this is hard, but you know, people never complain. Then you know, always you know, happy to work with me, and it's cheering me up, and you know, it's a really good atmosphere.
Oh,
that's good.
So which means this one song, we all of us worked so hard, and now so this Ibuki is a very special song for all of us, and it's kind of like our child.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, so I really hope that more people listen to this song.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I promise you, that's going to be Grammy Award!
Oh wow! Grammy Award! Of course! We're gonna... God. Yeah, we need to advertise it, promote that song.
Please.
Not only in London, but also, of course, in Japan, and in Like yeah, 紅白歌合戦。
Yeah, yeah, definitely. With Tagadan.
Yeah. Yeah, 紅白歌合戦 is the first thing.
Yeah, because I want to you dancing the Ibuki song with Tagadan in 紅白. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Right, okay, so like this Ibuki, like this song, like,we are trying to introduce Japanese cultures to all over the world. So I hope that more people will, how to say, will be attracted by you, by Naomi-san.
I hope so.
And then, yeah, I'm sure that will gonna happen. So, yeah. Right, okay.
That's our mission.
Yeah, that's our mission. Let's do it. Together,
let's
yeah.
do it! Come on! Let's do it!
Yeah, I'm going back to London soon, so yeah.
Please, I'm waiting for
you. Thank you so much. Right, okay, Naomi-san, so this is the time, but it was really fun and nice to have you as a guest.
Thank you.
And I hope that we will have you again.
See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon. So thank you, Naomi-san.
Thank you, goodbye! Take care!
Thank you! So we had Naomi Suzuki as a special guest for today, and like I said already so many times, like it was amazing because it was kind of like a dream for me to have her as a guest in this radio show, and because I was very afraid of it, because she's a great person for me. So, but we did finally, and I was so happy to introduce her to my listeners and. I really hope that I can have her one day again. Then we're gonna talk about more like the crazy stuff and yeah. Right, okay, so this Russian radio show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesdays we speak in Japanese, sorry, and on Thursday we speak in English. So I'm gonna see you next week again. Thank you for listening. Bye!